Americans don't trust the government. Should we believe this story, in your opinion, about the destroyed records?
Well, I have to ask you to hold on one more second.
Sure.
Excuse me.
No problem.
I have no way of resolving it. I mean, all I can do is put out there what the military told me, that they were destroyed, and if not according to policy, at least not malevolently is what they suggest. But, you know, I'm part of the government, too. And that's one reason I got into this. As we talked about earlier, I decided that people have a right to information from their government. No one has the right to arbitrarily sit there and decide if the subject matter is important enough within the government. Will we bother ourselves to provide the information? And I think to a great extent that was what the military did when they just passed me off to the National Archives when I originally went into this. And my view is I'm trying to get out everything I can.
And we appreciate that, certainly. But you name the subject, Whitewater, the Nixon years, even now with Waco, and a million others, things, gee whiz, blank videotapes, blank audio tapes. Rosemary Woods wasn't old enough to have had anything to do with Roswell. But, I mean, it's just 3 out of 4 Americans just don't trust and believe the government. And should they?
Well, certainly in this particular instance, but let's stay with this one.
Fine.
Even if there was no cover-up here, the Air Force acted like there was a cover-up. And that's just as bad because it puts that idea in people's minds. In other words, when I first wrote to the military, they should have responded with whatever they were going to respond with. And when they don't do that, when they send, in this case, me, but also a number of other members of Congress, I have since learned, to an agency, the National Archives, which has no information on this subject, what are people supposed to think? And so I there's no way I can definitively resolve the matter. Should you trust your government?
How would you tell you the
government hasn't acted like it ought to be trusted.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's right. So how would you sum up your personal response? Would the word continued suspicion, would those words be appropriate?
I would use the word unresolved. I have brought forward all the records that the GAO could find. I've brought forward an explanation of what I asked them to look for that they can't find. And as I said, people can form their own conclusion. And some people will say, this is an understandable mistake, and that's all there was to it when the records was destroyed. Others will say, it's part of a continuing government conspiracy not to tell the public about Roswell. I can't resolve that. All I can do is make the GAO report available, as I promised to do, and people can come to their own conclusion.
There are a lot of people in America who believe that there is a government behind our government, behind the elected representatives, even behind the president. I know that's a big handful of a question, but do you ever wonder about things like that yourself, Congressman?
Well, there's not anyone behind me. And I get one of 435 votes in the House floor, and I have not seen the evidence of what you're talking about. I've heard people talk about it, but not as far as I can see.
When you guys are together in the now, no doubt, no longer smoke-filled rooms and just chatting among yourselves, is this ever a subject of conversation?
Well, I think there are suspicion about other branches of government. I don't remember anyone ever sitting down and saying, within us members of Congress, that someone is controlling the Congress. I remember a number of people wondering what's going on at the White House, and maybe they sit around wondering what we're doing.
Yeah, I'm sure they do a lot lately, as a matter of fact. All right, onward. I guess, you know, it stops where it stops until somebody figures out how to go further with this.
Well, and there's a possibility that could happen. The GAO told me that about 20 members of Congress had registered requests with them for copies of the report when it was available.
Mm-hmm.
And therefore, a number of members are already showing interest in it, and they might have a suggestion. And that brings me to the how to order part, if I can take a second here.
You certainly may.
It's in the GAO says that people may request this report, and I'm reading now from the back cover of the report, and it's it says the first copy of each GAO report and testimony is free, and then they say additional copies are $2 each.
Hmm.
And they say the order should be sent to the following address, accompanied by a check for the superintendent documents. They mean, of course, if you're ordering more than one.
But if you want one, it's free.
If you want one, I'm going to give it to you right here. So let me just give people a second to get a pencil and paper if they want to. Now here is where to write, and I'm just reading this out of the report. To order by mail, write to the United States General Accounting Office, P.O. Box 6015, Gaithersburg, Maryland, and here's the zip code. They've got nine digits here, 20884-6015. And this is I'm going to give the full name of the report and the document number, which is probably the most important thing here. The document is entitled Results of a Search for Records Concerning the 1947 Crash Near Roswell, New Mexico. And it has an identification number as follows, GAO/NSIAD-95-187. And they say that's how you order one. We've had some delivered to our office in Washington, and we're sending some on to Albuquerque. And okay, first come, first served basis, we'll hand them out to whoever comes by. But that's how to get more of them.
Excellent. All right. There is in London right now, in England, a man named Ray Santilli, who I had the pleasure of interviewing here not long ago. He claims to have come up with this film of the Roswell crash. Now, while the film is not out and won't be for a while yet for the general public, there are still photographs that are circulating that, as a matter of fact, he gave me permission to publish in our newsletter, and they are fascinating. And I don't know what to say of them, except that when I saw them, I was shocked, because instead of the typical little gray guys or green guys or whatever anybody generally in the UFO community expects to see, this thing appears to be almost human, eerily almost human. And I know that, or I believe that you've seen some of these photographs. How do you react?
Well, I saw the video.
You saw the video.
Right, an associate of Mr. Santilli, and it's my understanding that this film, which purports to be an autopsy of an alien,
right,
will be available, maybe available now on video cassette. That's not a joke. I think they might be.
It may
selling
be.
It right now.
That's right.
But it's intended for use in a British documentary about Roswell.
Channel 4, I think.
That I understand will be shown.
Round
that I understand will be shown in the United Kingdom next month.
That's right.
Meaning August.
That's
and
right.
And I know I've been told that Fox Broadcasting has purchased the U.S. rights.
Right.
To this film, so I think it will be out here shortly.
Well, how'd you react? I mean, you've seen something we haven't seen yet. How would you describe your reaction to it?
Well, I can't resist just one other quick aside here, and I want to tell you that this was really not bash the Albuquerque Journal week with me. I've worked with these people for many years. But I just have to tell you again, for my New Mexico constituents who listen, that the Albuquerque Journal heard I saw this film, and a couple weeks after the fact, they called and asked me about it, and then did a front-page story about my looking at this film, and then proceeded to poke good-naturedly a little fun at me for looking at films about aliens. And what rankled me just a little bit, though they were good-natured, is they made it sound like this was a 100% obsession with me, without ever telling their readers that they're the ones that went after me for the story. I didn't do a press release on it. They heard about it, and they were dying for a story. So if there was an obsession with little green men, it was all on their side, but of course they don't tell anybody.
Irresistible on their part.
Right, but they don't tell anyone it's on their part. They don't tell anyone that they're the ones that generate the story. I saw the movie and went on with my work.
Mm-hmm.
The idea of a story came when they called me. Anyway, this is what the film shows. And once again, it's like the GAO report. Our people, I think, will have access to it shortly and can make up their own minds. And I'm not trying to persuade anybody one way or the other. But in essence, the film purported to be an autopsy of an alien. And what you saw were, I believe it was two people who appeared to be doctors, I think there may be even a third one behind a glass door, and they were completely covered head to toe in protective garb. And of course, if there really was an alien, and you remember what smallpox did to the Native American population, that's exactly what they should do, so that an alien smallpox doesn't get loose here.
Sure.
But anyway, it again, they proceeded to be doing an autopsy on this alien and removing certain organs and examining them. And I only have one conclusion at this time. If this was a hoax, it took some degree of planning. In other words, this was not a matter of two people having too much to drink at a party and saying, let's pull out the video cam.
That's right.
And all pretend that we're aliens and do this. Somebody, if it was a hoax, somebody had to sit down and plan out how they were going to put this together and how they were going to get all the props and so forth. And it could be a hoax. The British who own it, Mr. Santilli and his associates, understand that it could be a hoax. They have told me that they are endeavoring to verify its authenticity, and I told them that I would inquire around our government, which I've started to do, about whether there's a government agency that might assist them, although they're going to some private sources that they think have sufficient technology.
Actually, Congressman, if it is not a hoax, then it seems to me it's U.S. government property.
Well, that's what originally it's supposed to have been. According to the British, this film originated with someone who said he was a military photographer and took the photos, the movie rather, live at the time. But the individual will not permit his identity to be revealed.
Understand he's in his 80s now.
Well, would presumably.
Have to be.
And he's given an explanation that he, particularly at his present age, is not interested in having a great deal of the expected publicity to show up on his front lawn.
I don't blame him a bit.
Not at all. Although you have to say that when someone declines to give their identity, it also means you can't check out their story.
That's right.
So, once again, there it is, and people make up their own mind.
So you found it intriguing?
I did, yes, to the extent that it was not an obvious Ed Wood movie, you know, with a paper plate going by and that's a flying saucer.
I mean, all right. Congressman, we're at the top of the hour. I'm going to call in my chit. You said I could. I'm going to hold you over a little. We haven't even touched on Waco.
All right, I'm yours.
All right, stay right there. Congressman Stephen Schiff, New Mexico's. We'll be back.
You're listening to Art Bell, Somewhere in Time. Tonight featuring a replay of Coast to Coast AM from July 31st, 1995.